The angel was sent to a virgin espoused to a man named Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, no sooner have you come back to school than we keep together, and others have come too, how wonderful, this great and beautiful feast day of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the incarnation of our Lord when God became a man to begin the great work of our reparation, to repair us because we were broken, to repair our relationship with God the Father because that was broken, and the brokenness, well, that comes from sinning, of course, doesn't it? Original and actual sin. And then to make expiation, to make up by suffering and by our Lord's death on Good Friday for those same sins so we could be fresh and new and start over again. Now, remember that Good Friday this year was the 25th of March, and so we were so busy celebrating our Lord's death for us and thanking him and being sorry and sad that we didn't have time to rejoice in the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today's the first free day, now that the Easter octave or week is over, and so we keep this feast day. How should we keep the feast day? Well, it's always good, children, to do two things when you're keeping a big feast day. This can keep you a little bit occupied if your mind tends to wander during a long Mass like today. What's the picture? Who's in the picture? And paint yourself into the picture. Well, who's in the picture? Years ago, Father Cicada and I visited a town in England called Bury St. Edmunds. And I think that means actually St. Edmunds Town, but as a matter of fact, St. Edmund the King, he was a king of England, is actually buried there. Well, and in this town, there's a very famous ancient inn or hotel that goes back to medieval times, and it's known as the Angel Inn. And over the door, we went there, we had lunch, and so if I recall, I had an excellent piece of salmon there from Scotland. It was a good lunch. Well, that was a long time ago, but I remember because of the story of the decoration over the door. All you see over the door today is a lily. That's what Annunciation and Easter have in common, one of many things, really. That is to say, the lily is a symbol of each because of purity and brightness and new life. It's called the Angel Inn, this restaurant today is, and there's a lily over the door. But where's the angel? And if it's for the Annunciation, as it is, what happened to the Blessed Mother? Well, when the Protestants came to England, somebody was going in for some lunch one day in this inn, and he said, she won't do, because the Protestants hated Mary. So they pulled her down. But they left the angel. They thought, well, the angel wouldn't hurt anybody. Well, about 100 years later, even more vicious Protestants came, and they were called the Puritans. And they were the ones who supposedly founded America. Only the Spanish Catholic really came first. Well, after the Irish, but that's another tale. Well, these Puritans hated any holy picture at all. So one of these days, before lunch, for it is salmon dinner, some Puritan got a ladder and he pulled down the picture of the angel from over the door, and all that was left was the lily. But the lily would be enough. It tells a beautiful tale, the lily flower does, of purity and beauty and holiness. The other one who should be there in this picture, if we have a complete picture, would be what saint? What saint would be part of Easter? And they're two different saints, but they have the same name, and also part of the Annunciation. Joseph, Saint Joseph. And Saint Joseph of Arimathea. He was the one who took care of burying our Lord on Good Friday. He bought him his burial shroud, and he didn't have any place, our Lord didn't, he was too poor, to be buried. So he gave him his own tomb that he had had cut out in the rock for himself. Because God always wants something fresh and new and just for God. He doesn't share, you see. So if our Lord comes to your soul in Holy Communion, it has to be just for God. You can't share it with sin or anything else that would be wicked or bad or worldly. Just for God. And so Joseph of Arimathea, and then the original Saint Joseph, why, he was the one, like Joseph of Arimathea, who took care of things. You might say he did the shopping and he did the practical arrangements. And what do they have in common? By both of these Josephs, they were both, the scripture says, fearful. They were afraid. Joseph of Arimathea, he was afraid of the Jews. He was on the Jewish council, the Sanhedrin, Council of the 70. And he was afraid of them. And so when he met our Lord once, he only came at night, so nobody would know. And St. Joseph was fearful. Why was St. Joseph afraid? Because he knew how holy the Blessed Mother was, and that she was the Mother of God. And he said, I'm not worthy to be her husband. And he didn't know what to do. And then an angel came. There's always angels in the Gospels, aren't there? An angel came and said, Joseph, we have this Gospel just at Christmas Eve. Joseph, the angel says, don't be afraid to take Mary, thy espoused wife. That which is in her is of the Holy Ghost. And so he espouses her, or he marries the Blessed Mother in a true but a virginal marriage. So you have to have Joseph in there, and the angel, the great Gabriel from God, the messenger, the Virgin Mary, all pure and all holy, and the lily for joy and sanctity. Remember, there was a poem about that in the bulletin yesterday for any of you that are poetry lovers. Remember, nobody ever said yes to God the way Mary did. When she said yes, it made God himself smile, children. It was so beautiful and so true. Yes, thy will be done. That's why today is for us such a day of important joy. Well, who's missing in the picture? Why, you are. You should be in the picture, too. You should be over the inn, Angel Inn in Bury St. Edmunds in England. Should be your picture, too, because our Lord wants to come to you. What are the lessons of the day? Our Lord doesn't want to have to share your soul with anybody else, not with any sin, not with any no to God. He wants you to be like an angel, like a lily, like the Virgin Mary, like St. Joseph. How could you be? By grace. How do we get grace? Through Mary. Mary's full of grace. And she'll give us some if we ask her. We just need grace all of the time to keep big feast days, to make it through a long Mass, to make a good Holy Communion, to make a good start now for our last little part of the school year from Easter until the end of the year. We need a lot of God's help. But remember, Mary was only for God. Joseph's tomb that he lent to our Lord was fresh. No one had ever used it. It was only for God. You, too, must be only for God. And then that will be truly a day of rejoicing. Put yourself into the picture, children. Our Lord wants you to be there. Right up over the entranceway, with Our Lady and the angel and the lily. And don't forget St. Joseph and you. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.